He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's Irish today, right? They need the day off. I'm Irish. I remember in my when I was a manager over a lot of guys, they all needed St. Patrick's Day off because they were Irish. Then the next day, they didn't show up. And then by Friday, they were back to, you know, their normal lineage. Anyways, we've got the pattern that started to be established in mid-February back in force today. And that is cyclicals, value stocks up, Dow. Well, actually, Dow's now down 6. But the NASDAQ getting it, taking it on the chin again, down 1%. I don't know how people can keep investing in those high P.E., highfalutin stocks that led the market for a long time. But you know what? You don't want to give it all back either, do you? The NASDAQ's down 133 right now. That's 1%. It's clear down to 13,339, off about 700 points from its all-time high. The small caps are down, too, today. That's kind of a surprise. They've been leading the large caps by a wide margin. They're down 17 today, 2302, Russell 2000. The S&P is down 19. No, it couldn't stay above its all-time high. It's giving up that captured ground above 39.50. It's back below that at 39.43. So it was there for 2 days in new all-time high territory, now backing off hard today. Crude oil down 37 cents, 64.43. Gold down $3.80. Silver up a nickel. And the 10-year, there we go. We're going back up again. That's hurting the NASDAQ 1.67% today, 1.67% up 5 basis points. So welcome to the Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day edition. We'll try to talk about all green stocks today. We'll leave the red, the Rojo stocks out of it. Well, you know what? You got to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly in the market. That's part of the of the business, because on every day you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there are some uglies out there, and there are some goods out there. Yesterday we had the NASDAQ attempt a rally, and as has been happening here recently, that rally failed, and it backed off by the end of the day. The NASDAQ was down 128 yesterday. No, it was up actually a little bit, but it was way up at one point in time. And today it's following through. Yesterday it was up 12 points. Today it's off quite a bit here. So I would just say failed rallies. You know, that's a big difference between a bull in a sector or an asset class and a bear. During a bull phase, which we've had since March of last year in the tech and NASDAQ, any sell-off is met with buying, right? Any pullback, here comes the buying. Well, you get just the opposite. Any rally attempt now these days in the NASDAQ is met with selling. So the trend has made a big, big reversal, and I think there's going to be a big comeuppance for the high P.E., high, you know, companies without earnings arena area of the market. And one of the reasons I say that, I cannot believe all of a sudden this rush to the teller window to get your SPAC down in public before the money dries up. I've never seen such a rush of new low-quality SPACs, SPAC. I think 10 years from now we'll be talking about the SPAC bubble that burst. This has gotten to a ridiculous level, in my opinion, and now it's become very reminiscent of the dot-com bubble, which burst back in the year 2000. Well, there's opportunity here, all right? There's places to avoid. There's the dark side of the street, and it's going to get really stormy. There may be some tornadoes come through some of these areas of the market. And there's the sunny side of the street. It's your choice which side of the street you want to be on. Now, the reason why I sound this alarm about the SPACs today is just an unbelievable day. There's 18. I have to add 18 new stocks / SPACs / IPOs to my Best Stocks Now app today. That's a record day. And we're just seeing this pace continue. I think there's a feeling out there that this easy money that's sloshing around, buying up secondary offerings and biotech stocks, secondary offerings on top of secondary offerings, SPACs coming public. There's plenty of risk capital to go around right now. But that risk capital is chasing a lot of very, very high-risk stuff. And I don't like what I see in that area of the market. Well, the NASDAQ held on to a very small gain yesterday, but it was up a lot higher during the day. There's an example of a rally being sold, and now it's following into today, more selling in the NASDAQ. I looked at a lot of the key stocks in the NASDAQ yesterday, probably looked at 1,000 charts. Nothing impressed me at all, really, yesterday, although the cyclicals continue to look much, 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 much better. The value stocks continue to look much, 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 much better. Is that enough muches in there? And the high flyers just look bad to me. And even a lot of the core technology, the FANG stocks, they just don't look very good, okay? When you've looked at hundreds and hundreds of charts every day for the last 24 years, you start to notice when things don't look so good out there. Well, you know what? There's people still calling. The analysts today are full of advice on what we should be buying, and a lot of it is in these stocks that just don't look very good right now. That's just my observation. You do what you want to do. I'm giving you my honest observation of what I'm seeing in the market, but I am seeing opportunity. And if your broker or your money manager continues to ride this down and continues to throw good money after bad money, I would question that strategy. Dow down 128 yesterday. It hit a record high the previous day. The S&P 500 finally got above that 3950 level, which it fought for so long. But guess what? That conquering of 3950 is being met with selling, and it's back below that level today. Now, some are calling this week's FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee's meeting, as the one of the most important meetings in recent memory. That's what Bank of America, they're calling, the Bank of America's economic team is calling the FOMC meeting, which begins today, one of the most critical events for the Fed in some time. Well, U.S. bond yields, obviously, they've got to be, you know, at least cognizant of what's going on in the bond market. We're at 1.66 today. That's up from 0.4 a little over a year ago. The dollar could jump if the FOMC's post-meeting statement and Powell's press conference are not deemed dovish enough, meaning a flight to safety. He better be darn dovish. But the opposite is also true. Stocks could take off with renewed vigor. Well, we'll see about that. If runaway inflation fears are put to rest, and the Fed strongly commits to an easy money policy stance. Well, I think they'll do that, and I've been watching Janet Yellen recently. She's trying to put the inflation fears to rest, but obviously her words can't put the inflation fears to rest. Only the market can put the inflation fears to rest. The market will win out in the long run. But suffice it to say that rising interest rates have been an overhang for stocks in recent weeks. Yes, I mean, it's completely changed the market from a growth market to a value market, specifically the tech sector. Now, I see one big analyst out there who I almost always disagree with, and I disagree with him again. I won't name any names here. He says interest rates are going to go right back down to where they were. I disagree. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about this huge Fed meeting that is happening, which is starting today. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now show. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter. It's not a bad market. It's a different market. It's a completely different market. You know, I'm sure those value investors over the last many years said this is a bad market for value investing, and it was, but it was an excellent market for growth investing. And now for the first time in a long, long time, you've got growth investing falling out of favor big time, and you've got value investing coming into favor big time. More of the worries that I have in that growth space, and I mean the higher the growth, the higher the expectations, the higher the speculation, the more dangerous it is, in my opinion, at this point in time. Cryptocurrency inflows hit record 42.5 billion in Q1, CoinShare say. Inflows into cryptocurrency funds and products at 4.2 billion are already in record territory before the quarter is even over. That surpasses the previous record set in Q4 of 2020. Well, look, we'll see where all of this Bitcoin stuff and the other cryptocurrencies end up. But you got to admit, I mean, that's down at the, if you're going to put a scale of safe to all the way down here to high risk, Bitcoin is obviously at the high risk end of the scale. You know, that's another troublesome thing that I see here, which also reminds me of 2000. 2000 was a watershed year for growth investors. They had their big comeuppance. The chickens did come home to roost. The valuation does matter, as many learned back then. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that valuation lesson starting to come back again here in a very highly valued 23 forward PE S&P 500 market. I would say the biggest advice I could give to investors right now is mind your P's and Q's. And I mean PEs, price to cash flow, price to book value, price to sales, forward PE, and PEG ratios. There you go. The big six. Cryptocurrency, money flows into those. I just talked about the money flowing into these SPACs. I've got 18 new ones to add to the app today. I mean, most of them don't even have a business yet. They're just a blank check waiting to be written to some person out there or some venture out there that's got the next greatest flying taxi or whatever the case may be. I'm just saying there's a lot of speculation, and I've been warning now for, two, three months about the speculation that's been built into this market. Solar stocks dim on worry over proposed California rule changes. Well, you know what? I cashed in on my solar stocks quite some time ago for some huge profits. And as I look at a proxy for that sector, TAN, T-A-N, is the Solar Energy Index. So it's made up of all of the major players in that solar index. Do you know that that's a lousy chart on TAN? Now, these stocks, this sector, I would call it the green wave, okay? I mean, as it became apparent that Biden was leading the polls and was more than likely going to win the election, the green wave, I mean, like a tidal wave, swept across the market, especially solar, hydrogen, ethanol, wind, anything that makes energy, right? That makes green energy, energy that doesn't leave behind a carbon footprint, was soaring. The TAN ETF got clear up to $126 per share. That was at the beginning of this year, or late January. Okay, that's when things started to change, I would say. That's when I started to detect a change. In late January, and then things kind of topped out. I think I want to say February the 8th is when I hit a peak of B-plus or better stocks and A-plus or better momentum stocks. So now you've got TAN at 92 after getting up to 126. That's quite a sell-off there. I'm going to just do the math here. 126 down to 92. Is a loss of, or a correction, I think it's a loss. I don't know that they'll go back to that all-time high. That's a 27% drop, which obviously brings up the subject of risk control, risk management in a portfolio. When do you sell? Well, I've gone through a lot of my sell disciplines. Number one, valuation becomes a big part of my selling discipline. When things get to be ridiculously valued, but they're still going up, I'm on high alert. There's a yellow flag that goes up. And then I let technicals take over. You know, I've talked many times about the four phases of technical analysis. You're either in an uptrend, you're in a sideways basing trend, you're in a topping out trend, or you're in a downtrend. Well, I watched this TAN index top out in about the beginning of January, make a lot of attempts at new highs. It couldn't. In other words, it was putting in a sideways trend after a big, long uptrend. I call that a number three topping trend. That's a yellow flag flying big time. And then all of a sudden it rolls over and breaks support. Okay, that's a small craft warning right there. As this guy that does like to get out from time to time, not as often as I used to, but you don't want to go out in the ocean and when it's a red flag warning out there for heavy seas and high winds and this kind of stuff. Small craft warning. That's what I saw in the solar stocks. And I sold many. I sold them all, every solar stock I had, for a very nice profit. And the hydrogen fuel cell stocks also, which had a nice run. So anyways, I think they've got further downside. I certainly would not be buying this dip in the green stocks. Well, did you know there's a ETF out there that's actually outdone Cathie Wood's ARK? Well, she's in the news every day, okay? Elon Musk is in the news every day. Certain people are in the news every day, so that's why I bring up their names. They're kind of the face of this current move that is now starting to roll over in the market. There's an ETF, Moon, M-O-O-N, that has actually done better than ARK, A-R-K-K. The problem is these things are starting to roll over big time. All right, so I was looking at the top 10 holdings of Moon, which, by the way, they are, I think that's a Direction mutual fund. Direction, yeah, okay. You want to hear the top 10 holdings? I'll save that for when we come back. These are the top 10 stocks I would not own in this environment, but they're the top 10 holdings at the ETF Moon, which was flying to the moon Not anymore. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of Best Stocks. Now, Dow up 23, NASDAQ down 98. So it has improved a bit. Russell 2K, however, down 20. Your big problem today is another five basis point rise in interest rates to 1.66 now on the 10-year. I don't see any resistance, really, until about 1.9. And I don't really see any support in the bond market anywhere in the near future. I think it has further to go to the downside. The Fed Chairman Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen can talk all they want to, but the market's going to do what it's going to do. They can try to influence the markets, but at the end of the day, the market's going to do what it's going to do. Okay, I just want to go through this. If I were to come up with a list, now I'm not knocking Direction Moonshot Innovators ETF. This is a strategy fund, okay? They've put together an index called the Moonshot Innovators, which are stocks that are out there on the risk scale, down there with the Bitcoins of the world, maybe just a little bit safer, not much. Than Bitcoin miners and this kind of thing. But these are some really, really high-flying stocks. And if I were to come up with a list of stocks that I wouldn't touch right now, Moon did very well in the go-go market, a go-go market in momentum, speculative, aggressive stocks. Okay, here's their top 10 holdings. Microvision, Vuzix, that's another one of Kathy Wood's big holdings. They make the... the glasses that you wear that are 3D and all this kind of stuff. You got X1, X-O-N-E. You got Veer Biotechnology. You got Fuel Cell Energy, which is hydrogen fuel cells. This is their top 10 holdings. Plug Power, which is getting bad news and a big sell-off today. iRobot, which is a maker of robotic vacuums and other robotic products. Shunli out of China, Nano Dimensions out of Israel, Veronis, Ballard Power, another hydrogen fuel cell stock. In fact, I see that somebody's coming out today with a new green hydrogen fuel cell ETF. Bad day to go to do that. Wait till I get to the news here on Plug here in a minute. Other holdings of Moon, Wix.com, MongoDB, Gloomobile, they make video games, mobile video games, Ambarella, Zynga, Avav of Aero Environment, which makes drones. This is a poster child of this. If you're looking for a good short list, look at some of the stocks in their holdings. And that's what looks the worst in the market right now, according to Bill Gunderson. Now, maybe you're buying these things on these pullbacks. I wouldn't go near them. All right, let's see what else we got. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to have to really go fast here in this segment of the show because of all the things that are taking place. Now, they got a problem in Europe with AstraZeneca's vaccine. Now, 30% of the vaccinations in Europe were the AstraZeneca vaccine. They've pulled it from the shelf with problems. They don't know yet, but there seems to be a linkage to blood clots and getting the vaccine. Uber will reclassify 70,000 UK drivers as workers today, not contract employees. Another GameStop hearing on tap as retail traders await the stimulus. Well, I would still say that GameStop is the most overpriced stock in the entire market. It's unbelievably expensive. It's ridiculous. It's worth $10 to $20. It's at $218. Another sign of the times. And guess who's been trading GameStop options? The Bond King. Yeah, that's right. Bill Gross made $10 million selling GameStop options. Well, he knows a thing or two about valuations. And the PIMCO founder, who at one time was on top of the world with his PIMCO bond fund, that was the largest mutual fund in the world. That was during the heyday of the bond market and falling interest rates. It's been a lot tougher for the bond funds these days. But Bill Gross making $10 million bucks trading GameStop options. Mortgage applications continued to fall big time as the 10-year or the 30-year mortgage rate goes up to 3.28. Plug Power plunges on a need to restate financial results. Now, I sold Plug at $63 per share for a 291% profit. That's why you have to have a selling discipline, a rule, selling rules. When Plug got up to ridiculous valuation levels, I wrote it. Hey, why not? You can make money on stupidity in the market too. Plug Power is now $36 a share after being $75. It's been cut by more than half. It's down 16% today on accounting concerns. And I'm glad that I unplugged quite a while ago. I don't remember the date I sold it, probably sometime in January for a 291% profit. Well, this is a bad day. Here's that ETF I was talking about that's going to be all fuel cell, Hydro, HDRO, Defiance ETFs. Now, they're the ones that brought some pretty good ETFs to market. TAN, which is the solar portfolio. They have the wind energy, which is FAN, F-A-N. They have the clean edge green energy, QCLN. They have the clean energy index, which is ICLN. Now they've got a new one. It is a pure hydrogen fuel cell. I wouldn't touch that one myself. HDRO. It already has $2.9 million. That's pretty small, but it's getting smaller today with this news on Plug Power. Anyways, we'll put HDRO. I've got that one to put into the app today as a new ETF that tracks the fuel cell energy stocks, which many have called fuel cell energy. Only time will tell. St. Patrick's Day marks the start of the restaurant recovery period. Well, I think ours began quite a while ago here in Charleston. It's getting harder and harder to get into the popular restaurants around here, but I got to imagine that New York City and Southern California and whatnot, they're hopefully starting to recover. You know, the problem is most of that recovery has been built into these restaurant stocks. From my perspective, I'm not finding any value in beaten down restaurant stocks. They've mostly been in rally mode for quite some time. This is a good story for golfers, okay? Garmin adds three new products to its approach line of GPS golf products, the S42 smartwatch, the S12 watch, and the G12 GPS rangefinder. Hey, Father's Day, not out there too far away. This watch comes with 42,000 preloaded courses. It'll tell you how far you are from the pin, maybe what club to use. All done by GPS. My question is, will it keep my ball out of those alligator-infested ponds? That's what I want to know. I'm going to text the technology product, the help desk at Garmin to see if it'll do. Yeah, it's a tough time of year. The springtime, you get a sunny day around here, and you got seven alligators laying there outside a pond. I haven't seen any bass fishermen going near those ponds, and the geese, they step really lightly this time of year. Those alligators just sitting there sunning themselves. Anyways, Tinder to offer background checks as Match takes a swipe at Bumble. Well, Match.com, you can do a background check before you meet that prospect at one of those crowded restaurants. That might be a good idea. I don't know. Luckin Coffee soars with growth back on the menu. Remember Luckin Coffee? That thing got just clobbered. They hauled off the CFO in handcuffs there in China. I don't think we'll ever see him again. Luckin Coffee is up 62%. It soars on volume after the company announces it has entered into a restructuring report support agreement. Okay, LNKCY. It trades on the pink sheet if you're interested. Enbridge. How about that story? Michigan's going to close down the Line 5 pipeline. That's the governor up there in Michigan, which delivers the majority of propane and fuel to the state of Michigan. With that line shut down, puts a lot of people out of work, and it might be hard to warm the house. I don't know. Enbridge involved in that, ENB. When we come back, we'll find the sunny side of the street. This is Bill Gunners.
You got to go where you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of Best Stocks Now. NASDAQ lost a lot of ground here in the last few minutes. They're down 164 right now. That an area of the market I would avoid right now. I don't know that it's going to rally anytime soon. I think there's more downside risk to the high growth IPE area of the market. So the keys right now. The key to value investing, you've got to look at the forward PE. You got to look at the PEG ratio, the growth rate. You got to find stocks that have 80 to 100% upside potential. I don't care if it's large cap value, mid cap value, small cap value. There has been a major pendulum swing from growth to value. And, people are going to fight it. It's not as fun investing in chemical stocks and fertilizer stocks. They stink. I knew a fertilizer analyst. That's what Heath's job was. You know, he got through college and always wanted to be an analyst at one of the big research firms, and they assigned him to the fertilizer stocks. He'd sit down at the lunch table, and everybody would get up. There was flies around him and everything. Anyways, let's just go through some stocks here. Let's see if we can find a value stock, okay? Here's what the analysts are recommending today. I'll give you my take, yes or no. Coinbase is getting ready to go public. That's an IPO that obviously is all about digital currencies. I'm going to pass. Low-cost carrier. This is an airline. Sun Country Airlines raises $218 million IPO. I'm going to pass. Chinese e-commerce platform raises $26 million in IPO. That's Juul. The Chinese stocks look horrible. J-W-E-L, no thanks. Food ordering platform. Okay, so this would be like Grab or DoorDash and others, Uber Eats. Food ordering platform Olo prices an IPO. I think I'll pass. Very thin margin on delivering food to people. I mean, restaurant business is tough enough trying to make money, but they try to make money on delivering it and getting it there. You know, normally by the time it gets to my house, I've tried it a few times. It's soggy. They forgot to include this. They forgot to include that. It's a crapshoot. IGT brings Elvis Presley into the building. International Game Technology. I got my eye on that one. You know, the sports gambling stocks, I don't know if Elvis is going to sell these days, but the sports gambling stocks, IGT, which at one time was one of the most booming stocks in the entire market, a slot machine swept across America. Let's see what else. Can I find anything? Seagate's a low PE stock. This getting upgraded. It's the memory stock. You know what? There's no growth there. Wayfair, they're recommending Wayfair. That's a high PE. You know, even the e-commerce stocks, including Amazon and Mercado Libre and Shopify, they look bad right now. Wedbush is touting the cybersecurity stocks. I can't find any values there. That's software stocks for the most part. Let's see. I'm still looking. Volkswagen's been on a tear. Has anybody watched Volkswagen here? All of a sudden with their electric plans, they are a lot cheaper than Elon Musk stock, Tesla. Take a look at VWAGY. VWAGY. Virgin Galactic gets a bull call. I don't think I'm betting on the moonshot stocks. Okay, here's one. Finally, I found one. CrowdStrike? No. Here's one I think I'll land on. This is actually a digital advertising stock, which has been a hot area. I made a lot of money in Trade Desk. I made some money in Digital Turbines. This is a new find. Digital Media Solutions. It's a small cap, pretty small. But you know what? It meets my value criteria, which is very unusual. The symbol, and I want to let you know that we own this stock in our emerging growth portfolio. And my Roth IRA, my wife's Roth IRA, are both invested in the emerging growth portfolio. This is the portfolio that I like to have some fun with. It's done quite well since inception, with no guarantees going forward. But one of our recent buys there, Digital Media Solutions, DMS, which is $756 million in market cap. It's had some pretty impressive growth. And DMS is trading at forward earnings of 12.7. That's the forward P.E. Well, the forward P.E. of the S&P 500 right now is almost 23. And this is trading at 12.7, about half of the market forward PE. It's expected to grow by 20% per year, which gives it a 0.64 PEG ratio. So that meets my value criteria. And it's got some pretty good momentum. That's a really good chart on a DMS. So I had to look really hard. How many rocks did we look under during this course of the show? And before I started the show, I had looked under rocks for 3 hours. That's what I do every morning. I do my research every morning in the quiet of the morning with the birds chirping outside and the financial channels telling me what I should be buying. I do my own research. And that was one that we found recently. It's just an example. It's an example of a small cap value stock, one of the most one of the best areas of the market right now. So, you know what? The market has changed. What can I say? I can't go back to what worked over the last couple of years. That is not a good strategy to keep doing the same old thing that has worked in the past. It's not working anymore. We're past COVID, or we're getting past COVID. We're not in the throes of it anymore. There's different areas of the market. We've got a bit of, could have an inflationary environment, but I would say the biggest thing that's occurred that has flipped this market, the pendulum went from over here to over here when interest rates started going up from 0.40 to where we are today at 1.63, 1.65, somewhere in there. That's a drastic change, which has caused a major shift in the sunny side versus the dark side of the dark side of the moon, as Pink Floyd said. Which side do you want to be on? Well, we'll do our best to keep you on the sunny side of the street at all times. No guarantees. GundersonCapital.com. Talk to one of my advisors at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.